Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Wayne?
This is Wayne. Good morning.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm good. So far, so good. Going to do a job right now. Thank goodness.
Oh, good. I love that. Yeah, well, Happy New Year to you, right?
Exactly. So, I have some fraudulent account on my card, and I had to get a new one, so I think that's what's happened here.
No wonder. Okay, so I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so my only question would be, is the new card still under the same billing address on 7103 South, is that Earldom Avenue?
It was. I have a new address as of, March.
Oh, do you think they updated the new card to the new address, or that will take place in March, you think?
Oh, no, all my accounts are updated to my new address.
Perfect. Okay, so what's the new address?
Just a couple critical, except my contractor's license, the DMV, and you guys.
Okay, that's funny. Well, hey, we'll get one of those knocked out for you today. So what's the new address?
Exactly. Okay, my new address is 8124, and that's Holy, H-O-L-Y, separate word, cross, as in on the cross.
Okay.
Place, and that's in Los Angeles.
Okay.
California.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 90045.
Perfect. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, the card number is 4259-0720-5899-7759.
Okay, expiration?
That is 1128.
One, like November of 2028, right? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then the code?
Same PIP. Everything's all linked up except those couple of accounts.
What about the code on the back, the CVV?
Yeah, that's 355.
355?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me. We'll make sure everything processes. Okay, I got the green light. That one works. So thank you so much for updating that. And moving forward, we have your new address on file, too. So have a great rest of your week,
yeah,
too, okay?
I've had a bunch of trouble verifying with Google my address. And is there anybody... Yeah, so I'm going to work right now. I'm going to be unavailable for 4 hours, 5 hours. But is there anything
okay.
that can help me verify my Google address? Because this has been an ongoing thing. I come up in West Los Angeles, and I haven't lived there in over a decade.
Okay, so give me one second here, because I can set up that department to call you back later. That's no problem. I just want to look at the Google page and see what it's saying here. Okay, so do you want the Google page, when they do get it verified, to go with the new address on Holy Froth Place?
No, because I don't want, basically my office is my truck, and my truck, a $200,000 truck I don't want people, obviously, concrete cutting, cool, I need to go get a saw. I'm going to go rip the saw.
Oh, no. Yeah, I get it.
So I think that's the problem is normally I don't want to, so I like to do, a general region or area, I have a P.O. box that's so many blocks away from my house that I kind of use that as a primary address in a lot of ways, and that way if someone does come to try to steal something, they're not going to, they're going to be blocked away. There's no way they'll find the truck.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, I want to let you know that that's probably the problem. Google will reject a post office box or even a PNB address, which is like a mailboxes, et cetera, or a UPS store. But I'll absolutely have the verification department call you back later, and then they can go over some options for you. Google will anyway, for a home-based business, hide the address on there. So, you know, someone can't come and steal your work tools or something. But let me just have them reach out to you later. You said after 4 hours, right?
Yeah, so anytime in the early evening would probably be best, like 4 or 5-ish or around there.
Okay, so we close at 4, so I'll have them call you maybe like between 3:30 and 4, somewhere around there. And then, you know, like I said, they can give you some options. If for some reason they reach out to you at that time and it's bad timing, then just let them know and they can reschedule it, okay?
Yeah, because I think tomorrow morning I have a late start, so they can literally call me in the morning as well tomorrow.
Okay, would that be better?
That would probably be better, yeah.
Okay. So let me have them reach out to you in the morning. I'm talking to James right now on the chat. He's like one of the best people over there. So I'll tell him to call you back in the morning and then you and him can kind of pick up where you and I are leaving off. Okay.
That would be great.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. I'll have him call you tomorrow. And then in the meantime, have a great rest of your day. Okay.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.